Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state announced 5 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The positive cases, which were confirmed Saturday, include 3 in Anchorage and 1 each in Palmer and Petersburg. The Saturday additions brought Alaska's total case count to 319 and ended a week in which Fairbanks did not have a new case. Alaska has had 9 deaths and 36 COVID hospitalizations. Of the known cases, 153 patients have recovered. The nonprofit group that runs Fairbanks area healthcare facilities, including the hospital, is reporting a huge financial loss due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Revenue is down, and it cost a lot preparing for a surge of sick people. KUAC's Robin reports.
COVID-19 has hit Foundation Health Partners pretty hard. The partners are Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, Tanana Valley Clinic, and Denali Center, the long-term care facility. Gary Roderick, the group's chief financial officer, says there's a compounding effect of taking no elective procedures combined with closing service lines, both of which brought in money in direct and insurance payments and reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid.
We are only doing emergency surgery, so that brought our surgery department down quite a bit. Of course, we've closed a variety of contact services to properly protect our staff and our patients.
And here are the numbers. The big Tanana Valley Clinic's revenues were down 9% in March and 65% so far in April compared to last year. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital revenues were down 22% in March and 40% so far in April compared to 2019. Roderick says years of frugal leadership have kept the hospital in a solid financial position, but finding a way through the pandemic will challenge that.
It's going to be extremely difficult. My modeling predictions throughout a pandemic without knowledge of when it's over makes the modeling very, very difficult.
Safety, of course, trumped revenue when preparing for the pandemic, and the hospital and clinic made some huge changes in operations in March. For example, the nurses who were in those contact services, like dermatology and gynecological checks, they're now at the testing tent outside the emergency department or at the drive-through test center. And some of them are answering the new COVID-19 hotline.
We have been able to reassign much of our staff to COVID preparedness.
Remarkably, Foundation Health Partners has not had to lay off or furlough any employees yet. While for-profit hospitals in the lower 48 are laying off nurses during a pandemic, this nonprofit hospital is downsizing through attrition.
If we were a for-profit entity, profit would be higher on the list of priorities. It's important to us, don't get me wrong. We have to remain viable.
Roderick says the CARES Act passed by Congress will help a little, and more federal funding during the pandemic is needed. But it is Interior Alaska who has invested in the community hospital.
You know, the Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation is yours, it's mine, it's everybody who's listening to this. It's owned by our community.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Last week, the state issued a mandate that will allow some medical services to resume, but only if providers are able to test patients for COVID-19 before the procedure. The Yukon Territory is doubling down on a non-essential travel ban. The territory has had a no-travel recommendation in place since last month in an effort to prevent importation of coronavirus. But speaking during a Friday press conference, Yukon Territory Premier Sandy Silver said, they are still seeing traffic, and the government is taking action to enforce a ban.
What you see right now is a solidification of that final step of we mean business, and if you are showing up and it's not essential, and if you're here trying to escape somewhere else or just coming up for traveling, for tourism reasons, that we now have the authority to stop people.
Silver listed several exceptions to the travel ban.
That includes Yukoners returning home. Non-residents traveling to be with a family member who is a Yukon resident. Workers who are identified as critical or essential in Yukon or in the BC-Yukon border area. Also, people who are transitioning through the Yukon, they will continue to be ordered to spend no more than 24 hours transitioning through Yukon.
The Yukon had a total of 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of Friday, with all traced to travel outside the territory. Crews responding to an oil spill at the Trans-Alaska Pipeline Terminal in Valdez have recovered 32,000 gallons of a mix of oil and water from the port. Alaska Public Media reports that response crews believe they stopped the flow from a buried sump, but oil is still moving through the ground to the water. U.S. Coast Guard Information Officer Melissa McKenzie says crews are having a difficult time tracing the path of the oil flow.
Part of what's making this so challenging is it's a really rocky area near the low tide line, so that indicates that the flow path is actually below ground.
McKenzie says crews are excavating in certain areas above the site where the oil is entering the water, but that the job has been challenging.
We have snow removal crews clearing. They're basically digging through snow, ice, dirt, and gravel, while also having to be mindful of the pipes and other various lines that are below ground in the terminal.
Four birds have died in the area, and crews have set up additional containment boom around a nearby fish hatchery and the Valdez duck flats. The pipeline continues to function normally, and several oil tankers have used the terminal since the spill was first reported about a week ago. Interior Alaska Regional Native Corporation Doyon is investing in a Canadian mining company exploring two prospects on Doyon lands in the eastern interior. Doyon has invested $1.5 million in Vancouver-based Tectonic Metals. In 2017, Tectonic signed exploration to production lease agreements with Doyon for the gold prospects in the Northway and Eagle areas, where some work has already been conducted. In an interview with the Vancouver investment news site Proactive, Doyon President and CEO Aaron Schutt said the team at Tectonic has success working on native lands on both sides of the border.
They have a demonstrated record of working with First Nations in the Yukon. And then the first couple field seasons in our Upper Tananaw communities, Northway and Eagle, and near those two communities, they did a great job of incorporating the locals into the work that was being done, the coordination and information shared back and forth.
Doyon's $1.5 million investment in Tectonic Metals makes it the company's largest single shareholder with a 20% stake. Schutt says Tectonic's exploration on the Northway and Eagle area prospects is expected to continue this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, as both projects involve small crews working in remote locations. Alaska State Troopers are cautioning the public that the Denali Highway remains closed until May 15th. They cite reports from their Cantwell post about people driving the road, which is not maintained in winter, and warn people that their vehicles present an obstacle to heavy equipment operators working to open the road. Troopers also advise that driving the road before it opens is at your own risk, and to be prepared to take care of yourself for an extended amount of time in case you become stranded. I'm Dan Bross.